And without this energy, we're not going to be able to succeed. So you look at Fatima radiallahu anha. On the one hand, here she is standing up, struggling, and establishing the deen. But on the other hand, she's deeply embedded in the fountains that allow you to produce the deen. Alright, she's regularly reciting the Qur'an. She's regularly offering prayer. She's regularly spending time in dhikr. Now this created such a woman that her characteristics became very similar to the Prophet alayhi salam. Alright? So much so that Aisha radiallahu anha, obviously you know that she is the famous wife of the Prophet alayhi salam and she's the mother of the believers. She herself says, after interacting with the Prophet alayhi salam and after spending time with Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, she herself says, I have not seen anyone of God's creation, yani the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resemble the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more in speech, more in conversation, or more in the manner of sitting than Fatima radiallahu anha. And then she used to say that whenever the Prophet alayhi salam saw her coming, he would stand up to welcome her. He would kiss her, he would take her by his hand, by her hand, and he would sit her down exactly where he was once sitting. So this was the circumstance that allowed her to develop these characteristics. Now, think about this. For the parents present, what are we trying to do with our children? The essential thing that we dream for our children is that they get the characteristics of the Prophet alayhi salam. This is actually what defines the Muslim. In the end, ibadah, dhikr, worship, sacrifice, all of it is for what? It's not for the purpose, it's not for, let's say, raising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, because that's already been raised. What happens is that an individual, through their prayer, through their recitation of the Qur'an, all of these things should actually effectuate such a change in them that they then become a human being. They become a person of character. And that's actually the goal. Otherwise, Allah has created angels and they worship and praise Him day and night. So what has to happen with a human being is that through their worship, they then become a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what she became. Now these characteristics that we seek to place within our children are basically the characteristics of the Prophet alayhi salam. Right? Or for those of you in the audience who are seeking to embed these characteristics within yourself, you should recognize that actually these characteristics, they arose because of her struggle, sacrifice, and her attachment to the deen. And this is how they're going to come. You don't sit down and tell your child, look, I want you to be this, this, and this. That never works. Yes, you have to tell them because you have to guide them. But in the end, that's not what causes these beautiful flowers to arise from a child's heart. What causes these flowers to arise from a child's heart is the watering of sacrifice, of good company, of giving of what you yourself desire to share with another person. That's what causes these characteristics to arise. So if we ourselves seek these characteristics, the way they're going to arise is not by necessarily picking up a book and thinking that magically we're going to become like these people that have all these great characteristics. You have to struggle and sacrifice. Yes, you have to wake up early and offer some time of your day in prayer. You have to take your wealth and you have to say, I have way more than I need. Much, much more than I need. And I need to now share this with other people who are needy. You have to take your time and say, okay, I'm going to spend this time visiting the sick. I'm going to spend this time doing good deeds. And then you have to attach yourself to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are some basic things that have to exist before we can expect these changes to occur within us. But anyway, Fatima radiallahu anha, she mastered the ability to pattern herself after her father. And that's because her heart was so soft through her sacrifice that what her father was, she eventually became, to the best of the ability of any human being. Anyway, her personality also became exactly like the Prophet alayhi salam, and she spent a tremendous amount of time sharing this deen with others. In fact, it comes in narration that when she used to sit down with the women of Medina, she used to regularly make them cry. Regularly make them cry. Because her words came from her heart. When she spoke, what she said affected people. Now, in this day and age, our weapon is our speech. When we intend to share this deen with our child, when I stand up and I tell my son, look, I want you to do this, I don't want you to do that. In the end, what am I using? I'm using my speech as a tool to try to change my children. All right, when I'm dealing with my family and I try to exhort them to goodness and try to tell them that they should necessarily leave certain evils, in the end, my weapon is my speech. When I'm sitting and talking to myself and trying to explain to myself that I need to increase my acts of worship, that I need to increase my devotion to this deen, I'm speaking to myself. In the end, my weapon is my speech. But speech, it varies. There are some people that when they speak, they are able to effect such a change in the person that's listening that, boom, it goes in the heart and eventually changes them automatically. For example, the Prophet alayhi salam, his speech was so powerful that he could take a jahil from the time of the Quraysh, who was so staunch and adamant in their desire to destroy the entire deen, and he could spend a couple words with them, and they would flip in such a way that they would then be praying tahajjud every night for the rest of their life. Now what was it in the end? It was the heart and the speech of the Prophet alayhi salam that was so powerful that caused these people to change in that way. So in the same way, an individual who desires to create effect in their heart will actually create that effect through their struggle and sacrifice, through their attachment to the deen. And so Fatima radiallahu anha, she became exactly that. Because she had created such an environment for herself and her company of the Prophet alayhi salam, when she sat with the women of Medina, she would say very few words, but she would create such change in them and such an emotional effect on them that they would actually become very, very moved by her words. Now, she was eventually crowned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And what does that mean? In one narration, the Prophet alayhi salam, he was discussing with his companions the fact that many perfect men had been created. Many men, now when we say perfect men, what we mean by perfect is that they were perfect in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he said, many perfect men have been created, but very few perfect women have been created. And he said, and then he began to enumerate those women, and he listed among those women, Fatima radiallahu anha. So who are the perfect women created in the history of mankind? Number one, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun. Okay? She was one of the perfect women created. And I'll tell you, that's a great example for all of us. Because you think about it, she is one of the perfect women created, and in what circumstances she's living as the wife of one of the worst individuals ever created. Yet, despite the fact that she was the wife of one of the worst individuals ever created, she still was one of the perfect women ever created. So, it goes to show you that you're not necessarily dependent on your family around you. A lot of times I receive emails or people come and complain, they say, brother, what can I do? My wife is so bad, I'm trying to be good, I can't become good. Or brother, what can I do? My husband is so bad, I'm trying to be good, I can't become good. Brother, what can I do? My parents are so bad, I'm trying to be good, I can't become good. That's not true. If Hazrat Asiya rahmatullah alayh can become one of the, or Hazrat Asiya alayhi salam can become one of the perfect women created, despite being married to Fir'aun, alright, then none of us are precluded from achieving that ability of, that Allah inherently placed within us, despite the fact of our circumstances. So that's not an excuse. Right? That's an excuse that we make for ourselves. It's not a valid and acceptable excuse. So anyway, this was the crowning of her existence. When she becomes, I mean, look, you're talking about four women. How many billions of women probably stepped foot on the planet Earth? And the Prophet alayhi salam is enumerating four of them and then placing Fatima radiallahu anha in that group. That's just amazing. Anyway, when the Prophet alayhi salam eventually migrated to Medina, Fatima radiallahu anha obviously followed, and a few weeks after she also migrated to Medina,